Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Wednesday, January 26th on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, Arizona, and coming soon, Louisiana. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $10 and get $200 in free bets. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all of your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's Better Fantasy, B-E-T-T-O-R, fantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-belt grooming. Head over to manscaped.com and use the promo code SGP for 20% off your order and free shipping. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. Once again, that's SoBet.io/SGPN. And last but not least, we're brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab it today and let it ride.
What's up, everybody? This is Cameron Krogh from Loyola Chicago Ramblers, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride. Shout out to the Broad Stop. Thank you, guys.
Yes, yes, yes. Ooh-wee. Welcome. Welcome to the College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Wednesday, January 26th. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Oh, yes. College Hoops is thriving. It's kicking ass. Let's have some fun. And, this is so far the worst stretch of the season for me. It's a bit of karma. I talk shit after going 18-6 ATS on Saturday. And I can tell you, this is a 3-day stretch, and I have not had a 3-day stretch all year of giving you losses. So my apologies, but right now it really just seems to be that I'm just having a hard, hard time. I mean, this is the way I feel.
Coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in that second half. It sucked. It stunk.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I felt like. This is what I feel like.
Yeah. He felt like shit afterwards. Everybody booing the shit out of me, but he worked his ass off.
You can't win.
And no smarter coordinator in football.
You can't win.
Fuck, they put his picture up there and the fuckers boo him.
You can't win.
That's the way I feel.
Fuckers.
Oh man, I was tough. I don't know what to tell you. Tough games. I hit on some. I lost on more. Yeah, just 3-6 on my 9 locks today. 9 locks. I'll get to them. We do have a great slate ahead of us after that, but out the gate, I was feeling really good about myself. Richmond came back. Rhode Island was up, I think, 16 at one point. The Spiders come back. Rhode Island didn't score a point the final 5-16, I think, of the game. Wow. The Spiders get the win. I was like, hey, I'm the fucking man, all right? Then I was on Georgia plus the points against Alabama. What a win there. And aside from the gambling aspect of this, what the fuck is going on with Alabama? They lose at Missouri. They lose at Georgia. They've lost to Iona. They've lost to Davidson. It's hard to get a gauge on who the Crimson Tide really are, but look, so I started out the day. Okay. I'm 2-0 ATS. Then I have Fordham plus the points at Dayton, which actually this game was closer than the score indicated. Fordham covered for me. I was 3-0 out the gates. Then Western Michigan covered for me against Kent State, 4-0 out the gates. But then after that, Ohio loses to Northern Illinois. I'm sorry, Ohio wins, but they don't cover against Northern Illinois. Akron. I locked up Akron minus 12, and I liked it. And at halftime, they were up 7. Right before half, they were up 14. I felt good. No, they only win by 4 against Central Michigan, one of the worst teams. I don't know how the fuck that happened. I was on the right side of Bowling Green minus the points against Eastern Michigan. I was on the wrong side of Buffalo, Toledo down the stretch. This was a neck and neck game, but then down the stretch, Buffalo blew it. Toledo walked away with it. 1-11. Nice win for the Rockets. I was on DePaul plus 18. They lost by 24. Things didn't work out there. I took Missouri State, and this one, I was weary of this. Missouri State minus 5.5 against Indiana State. They lost outright to Indiana State. That letdown spot that I talked about yesterday happened in Terry Hott taking on Indiana State. But then I added a late lock of Miami, Ohio minus 2 at Ball State. They lost by 17, got my ass kicked there. I had Duke minus 12 because I can't trust this Clemson team. Clemson almost won the game outright. Concerning for Duke. I did add a late lock of Michigan State. So I added two late locks. I added Miami, Ohio minus 2, lost. I added a late lock of Michigan State plus, I think it was 4.5 or 5. That cashed. So I went 1-1 on late locks. But overall, I mean, that was a huge game because Illinois wins without Curbelo or Kofi Coburn. Huge win for the Illini. And then this one was the one that really, really hurt. Cincinnati. I had Cincinnati minus 3, I think it was, against Temple, at Temple. They blow a second half lead of 14 points and lose to Temple by 3 in the final minute of the game. I mean, shout out to Temple. Aaron McKee is saving his job, and Temple's kind of flying under the radar. Really are. I was on Siena plus, I think it was 17 at Iona. That was a lock. That was at halftime. They're only down 8. I'm thinking, oh, we got this. What was that ridiculous line? No. Iona covered by 17. So I mean, or 1-17. So I lose there. It was just a tough day of beats. Lose by a point, and then Cincinnati blow a 14 point lead in the second half. I did cover with Columbia against Yale. I did not cover Wright State, Northern Kentucky. Nice win for the Norse. I locked up William and Mary plus the points. At least that one came true. All right. So I got a couple. Hopefully you guys bet those ones, because I don't know. Give me credit for the William and Mary play. They only lost by 1. They were a 15 point dog. Southern Illinois. I think I don't remember exactly what that line was. I didn't bet it. I think it was right around a push. But look, I locked up Rutgers. Rutgers has been awesome at home. They just whooped Maryland out in College Park, what, 2 weeks ago. They're coming off a loss. I'm thinking, oh, they lose to Minnesota, they're going to come back home and smack Maryland. No, Maryland dominated this game from start to finish. I was on the wrong side there. I was on the wrong side. I mean, I didn't bet this one. I bet the Maryland Rutgers game, and I lost. But I was on the wrong side of K-State. Baylor looking really, really good. This is a 50-50 game, Syracuse-Pitt, where I didn't know. I'd taken Pitt earlier in the year at Syracuse, and they blew a double-digit lead. I was reluctant to take Pitt because they've been looking like shit lately. No, Pitt wins by 11 against Syracuse. Syracuse is in trouble. They're in trouble. They're not going to make the NCAA tournament. Not this year, unless they win the ACC tournament, which is possible, I guess. St. Thomas, North Dakota State. That's one I went back and forth on. Ended up finally, I switched my pick to North Dakota State late, so I actually hit that as a pick. I didn't bet it. Georgetown, Connecticut. I took the points. I mean, Georgetown lost by 23, so they didn't cover there. Auburn got very fortunate to win at Missouri. It makes me wonder about this Auburn Tiger team. Didn't cover there. I did cover Colorado State minus the points. I didn't cover with Boise State minus 4 against Wyoming. Wyoming lost by 3. I pushed on Fresno State, New Mexico. TCU gets smacked by Texas, and maybe Chris Beard's getting this Longhorn team together, because I did not see that one coming. I lose the Kentucky Mississippi State play by a point. I was on the right side of Air Force San Jose State, and I was on the right side of this lock of UC Santa Barbara against Cal State Northridge. Hopefully you listen to that one, because that one, I mean, Cal State Northridge is on auto fade. All right. I locked up Oregon, I think minus 7.5. They lost outright to Colorado. Huge win for the Buffs. And then Arizona, UCLA. I didn't bet this, but I took Arizona, I think minus 2. UCLA smacked them. Won by 16. Huge win. I mean, there's some huge winners today in the college basketball ranks, but man, tough day. I haven't had 3 losing days. I think I had 3 losing days, but by one, I think once in the first 2 weeks of November. And I think even with that, I was going like 3-4, 3-4. Now, yes, Sunday and Monday, I didn't lose. I was pretty much going 3-4, but today I truly got my ass kicked. And hey,
it's easy to see a tide turn.
All right, let's turn this motherfucker around. All right. Cause today we got a great lineup, and you can't keep me down that fucking long. All right. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. All right. And yeah. All right, let's get to it. Before we get to today's action, I want to tell you that the College Basketball Experience Daily Show is brought to you by WinBet. WinBet's now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and coming soon to Louisiana. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WinBet is what you need to win. Sign up today to bet and bet $10, and you get $200 in free bets. How great is that? Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's BetterFantasy, B-E-T-T-O-R, Fantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-belt grooming. Head over to manscaped.com and use the promo code SGP for 20% off your order and free shipping. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our free picks and podcasts. The app is free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store today. So grab that thing and let it ride. All right, folks. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. We got a rendezvous. We got to come back. All right. No, I can win, all right? I will win. Going crazy here. I'm going crazy.
Well, I don't get the brain man.
Lou Holtz is going crazy. All right, let's get to it. Today we got an action-packed day. I wish there was an earlier day game, but this is a great slate of college basketball games. Winthrop is at South Carolina Upstate to start things off. All right. NC Nick was quick to alert me that Winthrop has been terrible ATS. Check out NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK, but he's got a new article out about the worst teams in college basketball against the spread. Winthrop's one of them. South Carolina State's catching five. Winthrop's on the road. I guess I'm going to ride South Carolina State plus the five. I'd stay away personally. Florida is at Tennessee, and this is one I really wanted to lock up, but the uncertain status, it seems like Colin Castleton's out for this game. I was trying to do some homework, make sure he was definitively out. I don't know that to be true until I know otherwise. You can't take Florida. Florida just got smoked on the road at Ole Miss. They're on the road at Tennessee. Tennessee, Rick Barnes, we like to fade him on the show, but the fact is that Tennessee's better, much, much, much better at home in Knoxville. I'm taking Florida plus the 9.5. I think it should be considered as a fringe lock if Colin Castleton plays. Big if. Good game though. That's a big game in the SEC. So sign up for watching that. That Kentucky Mississippi State game was pretty wild today. Providence is at Xavier. This is a gigantic game in the Big East. It's absolutely gigantic. Right now, Providence is number one. Xavier dropped back to sixth after that loss to Marquette. This is a must-win game for the Musketeers if they have any hope of winning the regular season title in the Big East. Providence is catching 8 points, though. I think it's too many. I think Providence is a good team. I'm going to say you ride with the Friars plus the 8. Northwestern is at Michigan. Michigan woke up, grabbed a key road victory against Indiana the other day. Now they come back to Ann Arbor. Northwestern's getting 8 points. I think you should ride with Northwestern plus 8. I think it's a game. I think it's a, Michigan, I would give a slight edge to, but I don't think 8 points. This is a big game though. This is a great college basketball slate. Absolutely great. Think about the games I've already hit on. Florida, Tennessee. I mean, there's implications there. Northwestern, Michigan, implications there. Providence, Xavier, huge implications there. Then we have Creighton and Butler. Creighton's laying 4.5. I thought about locking up Creighton, but Butler plays a lot better at Hinkle Fieldhouse. I still might lock it up. Butler's, you know, Chuck Harris got the sophomore slump going on at Butler. They kind of, I feel like, have struggled with injuries and identity and cohesiveness. I'm going to take Creighton minus the 4.5, and that might be a lock a bit later on. Stay tuned. Just stay tuned. That's all I'll say. That's why you get the SGPN app. All right. You'll have all of our picks. If late locks are added, you could have got the Michigan State play today. Charlotte is hosting Old Dominion in the Conference USA. I've been impressed with this Charlotte team of late. I know Old Dominion's Jeff Jones has got that squad playing better than they were back in November. But still, I don't think they're as good as Charlotte. I've been impressed with the 49ers thus far in the season. So I'm going to lay the 3 points with Charlotte. And let's do this. Let's give me the home 49ers. Let's do this. 49ers won me money in Lambeau. Let me ride the 49ers as Charlotte at home. Binghamton is at Hartford. Binghamton's much improved, and Hartford's, I would say, not what they were last year, but Hartford's laying 5 at home. I'm going to ride Hartford minus the 5. I don't love it. Binghamton's improved. I feel like I should probably take Binghamton, but you know what? I have a guilty pleasure, I think, of rooting for Hartford because that the fact that the Board of Regents are trying to move them to D3, and it's an ongoing fight going on between them trying to remain D1 after last year making their first NCAA tournament. So I'm rooting for the Hawks. Give me the Hawks minus 5. All right. New Hampshire is at Maine. This is one. I mean, Maine won a game the other night. What the fuck was that? I'm sorry, by the way, it is, I believe this is Maine at New Hampshire. They just played. Maine won by 7. However, I'm going to take a shot because Maine's been on auto fade. I'm going to take a shot on us just laying the points with New Hampshire. Lightning cannot strike twice. Lay the points with New Hampshire. I don't love the play, but let's do it. Duquesne is at St. Joe's in the A-10. These teams are really, I mean, they're 11th and 12th in the A-10. I think St. Joe's is the better team though. Thus them being 11th and Duquesne being 12th, and it's at St. Joe's. St. Joe's is laying 4.5. Give me the Hawks of St. Joe's. Bradley's at Valpo. This is a decent game. I feel like Valpo is improved. I feel like Bradley's somewhat improved. I know Valpo's eighth in the Missouri Valley right now. Bradley's just fifth. maybe these teams aren't as legit as I think they are, but I think this is a decent basketball game. I think this should be a fun watch. I'm going to lay the 2 points with Bradley on the road, but I went back and forth on this one. Albany is at UMass Lowell. The Great Danes are getting 5.5. I'm going to ride with the Great Danes plus 5.5. NJIT is at UMBC. NJIT is getting 8.5. I took the 8.5 and I considered locking it, but I'm not. NJIT plus 8.5. UMass is at LaSalle. LaSalle's been playing better lately. UMass, a team that just got their ass destroyed by the Billikens of St. Louis. The ironic thing there is the game prior they beat St. Louis. You figure out who they are. I got no idea. These teams rank 13th and 14th in the A-10. Give me the home team. Give me LaSalle -1. North Carolina A&T is at Longwood. Longwood's kind of been Jerome Kersey's alma mater. Kind of been a surprise team. They've had some magic going on. I know they're first in the Big South. They're 13-5. They're hosting North Carolina A&T. I think you should take North Carolina A&T plus the 8 points. I know they played the last time they played Longwood destroyed them, but give me A&T plus 8. Shout out to my guy Terrell Furman Jr. Then after that, we got Army at Lehigh, and this one should be fun. Army with that crazy comeback against Navy. If you watched that on Saturday, that was phenomenal. And meanwhile, Lehigh had won 5 in a row. They had a crazy comeback that they lost. They battled back from, I think, down 18 against Boston. So now they're winners of 5 of 6. I'm going to take Lehigh plus 1. Lehigh's the home team. I think this is a good game, and I think both these teams trending in the right direction as Patriot League play heats up. SMU is at South Florida. SMU's leg 6.5. I thought about locking this one up. I didn't though, but SMU -6.5 is the play. Boston is at Lafayette. Lafayette just 5-11. Yeah, they're coming off a win against AU, but Boston's decent. They're 13-8. I think they're better than their record in the Patriot League. They're laying 3. Give me Boston -3 points. Lock it up. Let's go. Win that money. Arkansas is at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is getting 4.5 at home. I like Ole Miss. I get it. Arkansas seems to have gotten some shit together lately. Ole Miss, though, just destroyed Florida. Ole Miss at home. Ole Miss is one of the harder teams. If you told me, Colby, give me 5 teams in college basketball that are completely hard to handicap, I would say the Richmond Spiders got to be in there. Ole Miss Rebels got to be in there. I think you probably would end up with the Oregon Ducks in there. But my point is Ole Miss is right there. Which Ole Miss team are we going to get? I'm going to take a shot on them. They're at home. They play a lot better at home. Give me them plus the 4.5. Sprinkle some on the money line. After that, we have South Carolina hosting Vanderbilt. I've been on the fade Vandy wagon lately. South Carolina beat him in Nashville, I should say, back on January 8th by 2. They were like heavy dogs, I think, in that game. I think I locked that one. Now they're in Columbia for this one. You know what? Give me South Carolina -2 again. Let's do it. Come on, Frank Martin. Win a chicken dinner. After that, we have Radford at High Point. Radford's been kind of dog shit this year. High Point just beat Winthrop. These teams are 4th and 5th in the Big South. I think you should take High Point -3 points. I get it. Last time they played, Radford won by 11, but I think High Point's the better team this year. I think it's fringe lock potential. High Point -3. Tubby Smith getting it done. St. Bonaventure is at George Mason. George Mason is a 3-point home dog. Mason coming off of that big win against Dayton. Can they get it done against the Bonnies? The Bonnies have kind of been another team that's going to been hard to get a gauge on. They were beat up with some injuries. They're a veteran bunch. They're laying 3. I'm taking the Bonnies on the road in Fairfax -3. George Mason, start your fucking football program. I can't pick you until you get your football program rolling. VMI is at Furman. VMI's catching 9. Furman looking good the other night. I mean, Furman just destroyed Wofford. I think this is a good time to ride VMI then. Take VMI +9. Northern Iowa's at Evansville. Evansville, a team that upset Illinois State the other day. Are they getting things together there? I think that was a flash in the pan. I'm laying the 10 with Northern Iowa and AJ Green. Navy is at Bucknell. Bucknell's 4-16. Navy beat him by 22 back on January 7th. Navy coming off a heartbreaking loss to Army. I'm going to lock up Navy -7.5. Let's roll with the midship and let's get it back on track. All right, go America. All right, then we got Hampton at Campbell. Hampton's getting 12.5. I know Hampton hasn't been great these days. Remember that great Hampton team that beat Jamal Tinsley and Iowa State in the first round? What was that, 99, 2000, something like that? I'm going to take Hampton +12.5. I think it's just too many points against Campbell. Sorry. Got the hot tea going on over here. Wofford is at Chattanooga. This is a great game. SoCon, sign me up. Chattanooga's laying 5.5. I wouldn't go much higher, but I'm going to lay the 5.5 with Chattanooga. Presbyterians at Charleston Southern. They're laying 5.5 on the road at Charleston Southern. Kind of went back and forth on this one. I'm going to go Presbyterian -5.5 though. Another great SoCon matchup. UNC Greensboro at East Tennessee State. Buccaneers are laying 3.5. I think you should ride with the Buccaneers minus the points, but I would not go much further. I wouldn't go further than 4.5. Western Carolina, they've been a hard team to get a gauge on this year too. The Catamounts are at the Citadel. The Citadel's laying 6. I think you should take the Citadel because Western Carolina is a complete mystery and seem to be trending in the wrong direction. Let's ride with the Citadel and the SoCon. VCU at Davidson. Can VCU get revenge on the road? Davidson just went to Richmond and beat him not long ago. I don't think so though. I think Davidson, look, Davidson's red hot. I can't fade this team. They're the hottest team in college basketball right now. They only won by 2 in Richmond. They're 4-point favorites at home. I'm still taking Davidson. VCU's got some problems on the offensive end. This is a great game though, and a great opportunity for VCU to even the score. Mercer is at Samford. Another nice SoCon matchup. Samford's laying 1. I got to be honest. This is like throwing a dart on the wall. I'm going the home team. Samford -1. Oklahoma, Porter Moser traveling to take on Bob Huggins. This is what we signed up for when we found out Porter Moser was going to Oklahoma. Awesome matchups like this. West Virginia coming off a road loss at Texas Tech. Before that, a home loss against Baylor. I think the desperation is why we should take West Virginia. You know what? And I think we should lock it based on the desperation angle. Let's lock it. -2.5. Let's lock it. It's in Morgantown. They need this win. And I like the fact they're at home. I like the fact that they haven't won. They're coming back home. Hopefully the place gets lit. I know Oklahoma's a decent team. So sign me up for watching that one. Abilene Christian's at UT Rio Grande. Abilene Christian's laying 5. I think you should consider locking this one up. I am going to take Abilene Christian and I'm going to lay the 5. Fringe lock. George Washington, they all of a sudden the Colonials playing good ball, upsetting George Mason, going up to Rhode Island, upsetting Rhode Island. Now they travel to take on St. Louis, the Billikens. St. Louis just destroyed UMass at home. Can they do it to GW? I'm going to take the 15.5 because I think GW is playing better ball. Vermont is at Stony Brook. Nice mid-major matchup here. This is a low-key fun game. Vermont is kind of like a blue blood in the mid-major range. Can they go on the road to Stony Brook? Stony Brook's, Vermont's first in the American East, Stony Brook's second. This is a huge game with major implications. Stony Brook's getting 6.5. It's just enough points. I know Vermont destroyed them at Vermont back on January 12th. Stony Brook gets revenge. They might not win it, but I think they cover this one. Give me Stony Brook plus 6.5. Boston College is at North Carolina. I took the points with BC against Wake Forest. It cost me. I'm going to take one more chance on the 14, the big number against North Carolina. Give me BC plus 14. Holy Cross is at American. This is a tough game. Both teams are kind of shitty this year, especially Holy Cross. I'm going to lay the 4.5 with AU. Penn State's at Indiana. Can Indiana get back on track? Penn State's been, they've shown flashes of playing good ball. Indiana's had at moments has been offensively challenged despite them having some players. I think for that reason alone, give me Penn State plus the 8. Tarleton is at Lamar. And this is one that I think, I mean, Lamar guys is 2-19. 2-19. Now, Tarleton's not doing great either. They're 8-13. I think Tarleton's better than their record, though. I think they're better than their record. I'm going to lay the 7 with Tarleton, even though they're on the road. Let's lock it up. Iowa State is at Oklahoma State. Iowa State, I know people were, they were the story in college basketball, but they've hit a rough patch lately. And all of a sudden, you know, they're in a desperate spot for a win. Oklahoma State, I mean, they can't go to the NCAA tournament, but the team is they're a good team. The problem is right now is Bryce Williams, their leading scorer, has been injured, and I don't think he's going to be ready for this one. He didn't practice this week. Last I saw, I think knowing that their best player is out, I think you got to take Iowa State plus the points right now. Drake is at Illinois State. Drake is laying 3.5. This should be a good game in the Missouri Valley. Give me Drake minus the 3.5. I'm going with the experienced team. A&M, Texas A&M, on the road at LSU. Sign me up for another fun matchup here. A&M's getting 9. I considered locking this. They were getting 9 at Arkansas. They covered for me. The only problem is LSU's lost a lot of games in a row. You got to think the motivation's there for LSU to blow them out. I'm going to take A&M plus the 9. I'm not going to lock it, though. NC State's at Notre Dame. Nice matchup. But yet again, I think there's a fringe lock play here. Notre Dame's been fantastic in South Bend. This game's in South Bend. Lay the 5, and I think we should consider locking this one up. This might be a lock. Get the SGPN app. This very well might be a lock tomorrow. Florida State's at Georgia Tech. Florida State's laying 5.5. Florida State's had a knack for winning close games lately. Georgia Tech's been a disappointing team this year. Florida State's laying 5.5. Give me the Seminoles. I'm going to ride the hot streak that the Seminoles are putting together. Sam Houston State's at Cal Baptist. Nice whack matchup here. Sam Houston State, the Bearcats, been hot lately. They're laying 1. Give me Sam Houston. Tulsa is at Tulane. Tulane's laying 3.5. Ron Hunter's squad been much better this year. Got their heart broken in Orlando, taking on UCF the other night. I do think they bounce back. I'm going to lay the 3.5, and I think we should consider locking that one up as well. Utah is at Washington State. It's a hard game to handicap. Which Washington State team are we going to see? Which Utah team are we going to see? I'm going to take the Utes plus the 7, even though Washington State's just always so much better when they play in Pullman. Stephen F. Austin is at Seattle. It's a great matchup. It's a great matchup going on in the WAC. If you can get your eyes on this one, this is a fun one. Seattle's currently first place in the WAC. Huge opportunity for Stephen F. Austin to knock off the top seed right now. Seattle's laying 3, though. I think Seattle's actually legit. I'm going to lay the 3. Miami is at Virginia Tech. This line smells to me. Miami's getting 5, and you wonder why. Miami's just a flat out better team. This line stinks. It stinks to me. I'm taking Miami plus 5. I'm taking it on the money line. feel like I should lock it up, but the line smells, it, the number's off to me so much. I'm not locking it up. What do they know that I don't know? Marquette is at Seton Hall. Another great matchup. Marquette's getting 4.5. Hey, I like this Marquette team. Seton Hall just got destroyed by St. John's. Give me Shaka Smart and Marquette plus the 4.5. These teams played not that long ago, and it was a back and forth affair. San Diego State travels to Logan, Utah to take on Utah State. This slate of games is fantastic. I expect Utah State to win one of these close games. Maybe it's here. This place will be lit. Give me Utah State plus the 2.5. St. Peter's is at Marist. Now this is one. Marist has kind of been playing better ball lately. Marist sitting there 8-9. I know they lost to Fairfield last time they stepped on a court. I still think St. Peter's is the better team. Give me St. Peter's plus 2.5. Lock it up. Let's go Peacocks. UCF is at Wichita State. Once again, another great matchup. UCF's getting 4. I think the wrong team is favored. I understand Wichita gets lit. I think UCF's just a flat out better team. Let's take UCF plus 4. And I think this is a fringe lock. I do. Take the Golden Knights plus 4 though. Let's roll. And that's our slate. It's a fantastic slate. There's so many great games. I'm glad I'll be in the office at God's Eye rocking, watching these ones. Stay tuned. Get the SGPN app. Once again, I will recap the current locks. I had a tweet saying, don't play the fucking music when you're recapping the locks. Fair enough. Maybe you couldn't hear me. My apologies.
Good round, you're celebrating with your appetite. Bad round, you're using your appetite to forget about the round. I'll tell you something about appetite. It's a real fucking great thing to have.
It is a great thing to have. Well, here's our appetite for tonight, folks, or today. Let's lock up St. Peter's on the road plus 2.5 against Marist. Let's just, the better team's going to win. Better team's going to win. Let's go. St. Peter's. Tarleton minus 7 at on the road at Lamar. Lamar's got 2 wins. Tarleton, Billy Gillespie, proven coach. Lay the 7 with Tarleton. Then we're going to hop up and we are going to lock the Navy midshipmen minus 7.5 at Bucknell. Hey, they beat him by 22 just back on 2 weeks ago. Bucknell's dog shit. Navy's in a desperate spot for a win. Midshipmen get it done. I'm locking up St. Bonaventure minus 3 on the road at George Mason. Yes, I just think they're the flat out better team. I'm locking up South Carolina at home minus 2 against Vanderbilt. Call me crazy. I locked up Carolina when they were in Nashville. I'm going for the sweep. All right. I'm locking up Boston University on the road at Lafayette minus 3. I am locking up, man. I should think about Notre Dame. I'm locking up Charlotte minus 3 against Old Dominion. I'm locking up West Virginia minus 2.5 at home against Oklahoma. I'm playing. That's the desperation play because they're a desperate team. They need the win. I think that's the angle here. The only concerning thing is I feel like I have a lot of favorites. I think right now I just have St. Peter's. St. Peter's would be the lone dog. That's always concerning to me. Let's add one lock of a dog. All right, let's go through here and find the dog. I mean, the first one that jumps out is Miami, but I just, that line is crazy to me. Crazy. Let's, GW is getting 15. Let's ride with, what is the best play for a dog? Man, I'm tempted to go Ole Miss. I'm tempted. You know what? Let's take a flyer. Let's take a flyer on North Carolina A&T plus 8. It's at Longwood, but look, A&T last time they step on a court, they lost by 1 to Campbell. The game prior, they beat UNC Asheville. They haven't lost by more than 8 points in a game since December 18th. All right. Let's lock up And shout out to my guy Terrell Furman Jr. All right, he's got to get back on the show soon. Give me North Carolina A&T plus 8 as a lock. Let's do this. I gave away all my locks now. And yeah, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. We talk college football year round over there. We talk college basketball year round over here. And don't forget the USFL Gambling Podcast. Brand new episode just came out over there on that feed. Subscribe to that. Games are kicking off April 16th. And don't forget to subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Yes, yeah, subscribe to all that shit. It is great. And yeah, get the SGPN app. And let's this is it. No, I'm not doing four straight losing days. Let's get back on the right side of this thing. All right.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
And you know what? Maybe it's the music that we're going out with. That's what I think. I think maybe I'm just completely ruining it with the music on the way out. So I'm going to give you the Hawaii music on the way out. Guys, appreciate everyone listening. I'm on Twitter at TheColbyD. The College Basketball Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them all a follow and let's roll. This is the College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Wednesday, January 26th. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.